Welcome to the Igniting Hope Podcast, where you will experience catalytic encouragement and practical tools to renew your mind with truth instead of lies, so you can experience transformation in your emotions, circumstances, and influence. Let's break off self-limiting beliefs together like never before.
The title of today's message is Words to Ignite Your Hope. This is going to be a good one. I believe that this will be one that some of you will want to listen to over and over and over again. If we're going to experience something higher, we need to believe something higher. And if we're going to believe something higher, we need to hear something higher than what we're feeling and experiencing. Faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17. In Galatians 3, it talks about that the hearing of faith is how we get into the kingdom and is how we advance in the kingdom. So let me put it this way. The same way we get into the kingdom and advance in the kingdom is this, by hearing good news and believing it. And so many of our favorite Bible characters heard things that were higher than what they felt, that felt they were, or experienced in the past. Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, is full of examples of that. Revelation 19:10 says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Every testimony of something that God has done in somebody's life has the spirit of prophecy on it to do it again. The word testimony means do it again. But there's a spirit when you hear it. Jesus said in John 6, my words are spirit and they are life. Proverbs 18:21 says death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Those who believe that life is in the power of the tongue will eat the fruit of their past words. And so I want to just speak into your life today. I want to speak into your spirit. Words that are full of grace, words that are full of life, testimonies out of the Bible of things that happened that if it happened for them, it can and will happen for you. God's no respecter of persons. And let me say this. The Lord has not put any limits on your life. He has not predestined you for mediocrity or average. There aren't others who are super Christians, super saints, who that God has predestined greater things. No, he's an equal opportunity God. Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that verse takes all limits off our lives because there's no limit to how much we can renew our mind. So there's no limit to how much we can be transformed. I think about Abraham. Just like Abraham left where he was and didn't know where he was going, he stepped out in faith to a destiny that was way bigger than anything he could imagine. That's what's happening with you. The Lord's giving you grace to move into a new season, to leave things that are old, to leave the familiar, so to speak, and step into that which is the greatest adventure ever in the Lord. Just like Jacob had an encounter with God and his name was deceiver. That's what Jacob means. And he wrestled with the angel in Genesis chapter 32. And he wrestled and he received a revelation of his true identity, that his true identity was truly Israel, which means prince with God. And you, right now, the Lord is having you in a season where you're wrestling spiritually, so to speak. You're wrestling and you're thinking and you're getting a revelation of your true identity in him, and it's changing everything. Just as Joseph had a dream and when he was young, and the dream just did not seem to gonna happen. Matter of fact, circumstances were screaming at him. It's impossible. It's never gonna happen. Just like Joseph, dreams that you had when you were younger that God gave you, they're going to come to pass. They're going to come to pass. There's going to be a season where you're ushered into that which is the true calling and the true dream of your life. You're going to say, it happened. It happened. Some of you, just like Samson, you know, he blew it. He blew it, made unwise choices in the book of Judges, in relationships, and it caused his eyes to get gouged out. But in his last days, he received strength to make a difference. Some of you are living in regret. Some of you believe that you've blown it and it can't happen. No, even in your last days, there's an opportunity that God's going to use you in such a powerful way. I think about Moses and how Moses was, he also blew it. He was 40 years on the backside of the desert trying to help God out, but he saw a burning bush or a bush that didn't burn, and he heard a voice and he heard God speak to him, and he didn't realize that he had been prepared. And even in his insecurity, even in his doubt, the Lord worked with him and he delivered a nation. And just like Moses, where there's been delays, where there's inner doubt, the Lord is raising you up and is going to work with you even through your doubts to deliver people, set people free, and have them move out of the Egypts in their life. I think about David and how David was overlooked. Samuel was coming to the house. The Lord had given Samuel a word that the next king was going to be one of Jesse's sons in 1 Samuel 16. And Jesse knew it, and he invited all his sons except David. And the overlooked one, the one that was so unlikely, became the deliverer, defeated Goliath, became king. And in areas where you've been overlooked, where maybe even your parents or leaders or other key people that you've respected have just said, you don't have it. You don't need to be invited into the special group where the key people are going to be selected, or the key person. The Lord is going to highlight you. The Lord is going to highlight you to the right people at the right time. And just as David took out Goliath and had a spirit of just boldness come upon him, you are taking out Goliath. A spirit of boldness is coming upon you. And those, just like David, who practiced in private, who got his relationship strong in private and got specific skill sets, you are like David, who have done that, and the Lord is going to use you in astounding ways in this next season. Peter was a fisherman, and he was in business, and had an unsuspecting call of God. Jesus said, drop your nets and follow me. And he made a radical decision. He made a radical choice. But he knew in his spirit it was God. It changed everything for him. And even though his life had some ups and downs and in getting to the place he needed to be, he got there and was the key preacher on the day of Pentecost, the preacher. And just like Peter, you are there's something on you, and there's a calling that you're going to respond to in this season, and people are going to say, what in the world? But you are going to be in a place where you're going to say, it would take more faith for me not to do it than to do it. I think about John, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, and how he wrote in his own book, as he described himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. And you are in a season like John, where your identity is coming from God's love for you. You're going to be the person who just is so full of experiencing the love of God that it's going to be hard for you to separate it from your identity. I think too about a young prophet named Elisha, and who was Elijah's understudy, and how he received the mantle of Elisha, and it was a supernatural event, and he did twice as many miracles as Elisha did. He asked for a double portion, and there's people within the sound of my voice. You're the assistant. You're maybe the number two person. And by the way, it's great to be the number two person. Number one has a lot of responsibilities. But I'm saying that the Lord is preparing you. As he prepared Elisha, as he prepared Joshua under Moses, the Lord is preparing you for things bigger than you know. And he's releasing grace on you in this season to strengthen your inner being, to get the word of God in you, to develop the habits and beliefs and priorities that are going to launch you. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. There's going to be a day where there's going to be a transition in important movements, ministries, business, where you're going to rise up. You're going to take the mantle, and you've been prepared. You've been prepared, and where self-will and self-promotion has been broken off of your life, and you truly are going to care for people, but you're also going to be bold. You're going to take radical steps to take your people into their promised land, into the new things of God. I think about the woman by the well who was going to get the water, and she encountered Jesus, and she had an unlikely encounter with God, and she was an unworthy person, at least in the religious views. She was unworthy, but Jesus spoke to her, and it so enamored her. It so enamored her and so wrecked her in a positive way that she went and told everybody about a man. And I see that the Lord is just, so to speak, wrecking you as well in this season. And you're not going to be able to help but talk about Jesus and what he's done for you. There's the man of the Gadarenes in the Gospels, and he's demon-possessed, and he's in the tombs. He's cutting himself. He can't be controlled with chains. He looks like an impossible situation, but breakthrough was coming. Jesus was coming. He didn't know that breakthrough was coming for him, but it was. And I want to say to you, in areas where you feel bound, in areas where there's self-harm, in areas where people have given up on you, I want to let you know breakthrough is coming. Jesus is bringing breakthrough. He is sailing towards you. And it's not about what you've done or going to do. It's about his love. It's about his grace. It's gonna come to you in a way that's going to be astounding. It's going to be astounding. I think about Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, where an army rises up against him. It looks hopeless. It looks like he's a leader, and it looks like it's impossible for there to be a victory. But prophetic voices rise up, and a young prophet says, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And God gives Joshua supernatural wisdom and strategy in putting the praisers in front of the people, the tribe of Judah, and they start worshiping, and the enemy is ambushed. And just like for Jehoshaphat, for some of you who are listening right now, you're in a situation where the opposition, where the odds seem to be against you, where it seems like there's an impossible situation that's risen up and that's going to defeat you. Well, I want to tell you, it's not going to defeat you. There's going to be young prophetic voices that are going to rise up and they're going to speak a word to you, an anchor point, a word to the people around you. And you're going to get a strategy, and praise is going to be the answer. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Wow, I get so happy sharing all those. There's more. There's more that I could tell you about. But I want to tell you this. You're in a season of breakthrough. You're in a season of supernatural strategies. You're in a season where you're going to thrive no matter what happens. You're in a season of supernatural divine strategies and solutions. There's always a solution for you. You're in a season of courage, just like the three Hebrew children in Daniel 3. They were told unless they bow down and worship, they're going to be thrown into the furnace. And it was even the furnace was heated up, but they had a grace on their life, a God thing that was in them that was courageous. And they stood for their principles. They stood for what's right. And you are right now receiving a grace in your life to stand up for that which is right, to not bow down to the world, to not bow down to compromise, to not bow down to people pleasing. The Lord is releasing a grace over you. Hey, this is a message you might want to send to somebody else. Ha ha. Send it to somebody else. And because again, faith comes by hearing. If we're going to experience something higher, we need to believe something higher. And if we're going to believe something higher, we need to hear something higher than what we're experiencing and feeling. This is an hour to encourage one another. This is an hour to speak the now word. This is an hour to rise up in our spirits, to defeat victim mindsets. This is an hour where belief systems that are rooted in the past, that are rooted in agreement with negative feelings, these belief systems are coming down. You are a person who is an obliterator of lies. You're in a season right now where God is giving you the grace. He's giving you the grace to overcome the lies that are creating negative strongholds. You are helping others pull down strongholds and demolish arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And Romans 8:28 is working in your life. God is turning all things. He's working all things together for good because you love God and you are the called according to His purpose. He's turning every negative thing in your past to good. It's backfiring against the devil. It's backfiring against the devil. And the Lord, I'm confident of this very thing, that He has begun a good work. The Lord is completing that in your life. He is the one who's going to complete it. That which He started in you, that's what He started in your family, that which He started in your city, that which He started in your marriage, that which He started in your ministry, that which He started in your business and callings and assignments, it's happening. It's happening, and God is going to supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. He's going to supply them. He is doing it. I'm confident of this. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are adaptable. You whatever is needed, you can do it. Whatever is needed in your family, you can do it through Christ who strengthens you. You can do it. Woo-hoo. All right, hey, I'm going to stop there. Wow. Hey, I want to tell you about a couple things coming up. Igniting Hope Ministries, we're finishing up in the month of March here, when I'm recording this, March 2024, our annual Negativity Fast Positivity Feast. That's available all year around in English and various languages on ignitinghopeacademy.com. That's available there. And then we're starting in April 2024, our Transformational Mind Renewal course. It is going to be so good. It's some of you have done it before. Many people have done it more than once. And it's our best content, 5-month online course made for people on the go. If you want more of this message, I share the 5 steps of radical mind renewal. It's podcast driven. We have some of our favorite books, our most powerful books are a part of the course given to you when you sign up for it. And it's really, really going to be transformational. And then we've got other things happening. You can go to ignitinghope.com, ignitinghope.com, and you can find out my itinerary, where I'm going to be. I'll be in this weekend. If you're listening to it immediately after it's released, I'll be in Carmel, Indiana. And then I'll also be in Bristol, Indiana, and Wichita, Kansas in April, Pennsylvania, at the Dove Leadership Conference in April as well. May, I will be in Bethel, Atlanta, Georgia, and in Life Church in Salem, Oregon. Yes, and then be in San Diego in June, and Albany, Oregon in June as well. Woo-hoo! Hey, just so thankful for you. Thankful for your heart to have your hope ignited. And I'm here to tell you, we here at Igniting Hope are here to ignite your hope. There's no hopeless circumstances. There's just people who do not have hope. And once people get true hope, circumstances cannot stay the same. Hope is an overall optimistic attitude about the future based on the goodness and promises of God. Hope is an overall optimistic attitude about the future based on the goodness and promises of God. I'm not into positive thinking. I'm into biblical optimism. Increasing hope is the evidence we're renewing our mind with truth instead of lies. Decreasing hope in our life or an area of our life is the evidence that we're renewing our mind with lies instead of truth. Our hope level is the indicator of whether we're believing lies or truth. We've got a lot of hope, we're believing a lot of truth. Don't have much hope, believing a lot of lies. And there's no condemnation if we don't have much hope, but if we don't know what our problem is, we have a real problem. I used to not know what my problem was. I thought the devil was my problem. The past was my problem. The people in my life were my problem. I thought God had preordained my life with limits, so I thought he was my problem. No, what really can only stop us is what we believe. Jesus said in John 8:32, the truth will make you free. When we start renewing our mind with truth, we first get free in our emotions, then we get free in our circumstances. If we renew our mind with lies and our feelings and our past experience, and we just that's all we renew our mind with, then we'll be restricted in our emotions, we'll be restricted in our experience. And remember, too, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's my strength. And a merry heart, a cheerful heart, is good like medicine. And let me just talk about that for a moment. A cheerful heart is good like medicine. One of the main ways we can stay emotionally and physically healthy is through a cheerful heart, is through laughter. And you can do an online search and do laughter and health, and you're going to find some great things there that's going to motivate you to include and increase the habit of laughing. I heard someone just yesterday talk that they just have the habit of laughing out loud. He was driving in his car. He laughed out loud for 20 minutes. He does that on a regular basis. I don't know if he does it every day. It sounded like it. Just 20 minutes of laughter. And he, by the way, there's no progress unless somebody's trying something new. And somebody who's listening to this is going to do that. Many of you, you're going to try it out. Wow, okay. I'm going to laugh, see what happens. Once you do that experiment and write us at info@ignitinghope.com and let us know how it worked. Hey, blessings to you. I pray blessings over your life. I got excited about sharing this words to ignite your hope. And I believe your hope is ignited. Hey, God bless you. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part of our live stream of this Igniting Hope podcast by joining our social media channels on YouTube and Facebook and hitting notifications. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Help us get the message of hope out to more people by liking and sharing this podcast. Also, we have so many more incredible resources for you, including books, events, and courses on our website, ignitinghope.com. And why don't you say this concerning the message in today's podcast? I receive it, and I'll never be the same again.